May I ask how many of you have ever lived or worked in Philadelphia, the city itself, besides myself? Good crowd. I thought maybe 20%. I know it's pretty low compared to a lot of suburban people out here, but you'll understand perhaps a little better than others what I have to say today, so you can explain it to them, all right? I know it's weird. It's weird. But every Advent, when the liturgy proclaims this great passage from Isaiah, "Make straight a highway for the Lord," I laugh to myself. The reason I laugh is because when I was a young boy, 6, 7 years old, and I get up in the morning trying to get myself ready to run off to school, okay, I'd come down from the second floor into the kitchen to grab something to eat. My father would look at me, and he'd look at my head, and he'd say, "Your part looks like Ridge Avenue." Well, I was so little, I'd never been on Ridge Avenue. I don't know whether it was a compliment or a criticism, but you know by the tone of voice, you kind of get a clue. Those of you who know Philadelphia know that Ridge Avenue runs all the way from down in Center City by the bridge all the way out to College Hill up here above 100. But it's a long, windy, crooked, zigzaggy up and down road. Just like my part used to be before. There's no hair at all up there. "Make straight a highway for the Lord." Yeah, right. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all of our lives were on the straight and narrow? If we were just one straight northeast extension of Philadelphia 476 right up to heaven? We know that's not the case, is it? Most of our lives, we kind of wander about, zigzagging up and down, curves, cross, confused, and 4,000 stoplights like Ridge Avenue. But here's the good news. Some ancient writer said that God writes straight with crooked lines. God takes the crooked parts of our lives and uses them to take us on a straight path to eternal life in Christ. We don't have to have it all perfectly straight and narrow. We simply need to stay on the road with Christ, and He'll get us there. So if you've come to church today, if this Advent, your life, like mine, is a lot more like Ridge Avenue than it is I-476, if you've got a lot of crooked corners and ups and downs you don't know how to figure out right now, trust, have hope in this Advent season, that in Jesus Christ, God can take us through those crooked journeys of life on a straight path to eternal life. That's why we have hope. Hope is the spirit of the Advent season. So, in the morning, if you have hair, take a look at your part. And if it still looks like Ridge Avenue, that's okay. God will straighten it out. But more importantly, when you look in the mirror, look in your heart. If you still see a lot of crooked pathways there, have hope that God will straighten that out too.